Amen. Be seated. Some of you know that we collect food here. We collect food here. It's a Christian thing to do. Collect the food and give it to people who are hungry. It's a Christian thing. And other people imitate us in doing things like that. We are salt. We collect food here. And sometimes we take it to the referral center over in DeWitt. And sometimes we take it to the Carroll Assistance Center Food Pantry in Wheatland. When I got here, somebody took the food over to DeWitt, and I took it over to Wheatland. And the first time, I walked in, and I said, I got some food here. And they asked me where it was from. And I said, it's from Emmanuel Lutheran in Grand Mound. And she looked at me kind of funny. And then the light bulb went on. And she says, oh, Duane and Dorothy's church. Yes, I said, Duane and Dorothy, no last name needed. It's from their church. And that short conversation kind of says it all about Duane and Dorothy. In fact, this has always been his church, more or less. He was actually baptized out to Emmanuel, Buena Vista, out in the middle of the cornfields on January 14, 1934, and it stuck. That baptism, it stuck. It doesn't always stick, but with Duane, it stuck. And then after the war, the Buena Vista Church merged with Trinity Grand Mount to become Emmanuel Grand Mount, and this is the place where they raised their children, often joined by grandchildren and great-grandchildren, and I see you have some great-great-grandchildren. And Duane, he knew them all. He remembered them all. And he fretted over and prayed for. We have three children, two grandchildren, and we pray for them every day. It's what we all do, just FYI. And not everybody comes to church all the time. Duane and Dorothy have been a fixture here for as long as I know. And before that, I suspect every Sunday over there in Getch Corners, with few exceptions. You may have heard that the city of London burned down. The Great Fire of London burned for 4 days in September of 1666, and it destroyed most of the city, which was built mostly of wood. They rebuilt using stone, including St. Paul, the famous domed cathedral, still the beating heart of that city. Christopher Wren was the architect. He was buried there, and on his tombstone you will find this epitaph: if you seek his memorial, look around. If you seek his memorial, his legacy, look around. And he meant that the crowning achievement of his illustrious career was that very nice house of God. You know, Martin Luther did not invent the concept of Christian vocation. Like with a lot of things, Martin Luther restored things that had been lost, including the Christian idea of vocation, that is, Christians serving God and your fellow man to make the world a better place. We are salt. Duane, in his vocations, he was a citizen. And he's the kind of citizen who are the backbone of this country. But that's not Duane's legacy. He worked for Iowa Illinois Gas and Electric. I guess Warren Buffett bought them. And when the electricity goes out, we are reminded how important is that vocation. That's not his legacy. He served his church and his community. But those things are not his legacy. Husband, father, grandfather, and the rest. If you seek his legacy, look around. See his family in church. And most of you are not strangers to church. Jesus said, "My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me, and I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish, and no one will snatch them out of my hand." The late Norman Grother grew up on a farm in southeast Kansas. He said, "Pastor, God pays us no compliment when he calls us sheep. Sheep are very dependent on the shepherd, and you want a good one, not a bad one." And Jesus is the best of all shepherds. Dwayne was baptized into Jesus, the Good Shepherd. He followed Jesus, the Good Shepherd, in life, and now he has followed Jesus, the Good Shepherd, into death. And like Paul says in Romans, speaking of baptism, where he was first joined to the death and resurrection of Jesus, if we have been united to him in a death like his, we will certainly be united to him in a resurrection like his. And Paul, writing to the Christians at Thessalonica, wanted them to know what happens to their loved ones who die in the faith. He says, "I would not have you to be ignorant or uninformed, brethren, concerning those who are asleep," it's a euphemism for dead, "that you may not grieve as others who have no hope." When the Bible talks about hope, it's not like, well, I hope I go to heaven. In the Bible, hope is a certainty, especially if that hope involves God and his work. Salvation does not depend on our own good works, but on the good work of Jesus, who came into this world, lived a perfect life, died a sacrificial death for our sins, rose up on the third day, and ascended into heaven. And God applied that work of Jesus to Dwayne in his holy baptism on January 14, 1934, and it stuck, and it stuck. And you could tell by the way he acted, by the way he spoke, by who he was at his very essence. And God brought both the very body and blood of Jesus to him right here, and he received it, and Satan did not snatch salvation from him. Came over early this morning, it was dark, and he was here. Looked like he was sleeping, and I thought that's kind of appropriate that he spent the last night sleeping in this house of God that had served him for many years, and he in turn worshiped that God in this place. My father turned 93 yesterday, had a little party, took over Casey's Pizza, nothing but the best for my old man. And we had what was called the Busy Woman's German chocolate cake and Whitey's vanilla, because my father is not a pretentious man. And in many ways, I've noticed that my father and Dwayne are the same guy. They're the same guy. Good citizen, husband, father, grandfather. Baptized early on in a church out in the middle of the cornfields in Illinois, and it stuck. And I would notice that as he ages, he would say some of the same things, ask some of the same questions that Dwayne would say and ask. And when Dwayne started his sentence with, "You know, Pastor, I'm probably about to find something out. You know, Pastor, I just can't seem to do the things I used to do." And we don't. "You know, Pastor, people talk about getting old. People don't understand what it's like." But people like him and my father and him teach us how to do that, teach us how to get old, I remember my father as a young man scurrying up grain bins. Dwayne spent a lot of his life scurrying up utility poles. And these few steps, two steps here, piece of cake, piece of cake. Until they weren't. But he kept coming. And then it got hard. But he kept coming. And then it got to be kind of an adventure, didn't it? Family helped, neighbors helped, and wild horses could not keep Dwayne from this altar, the body and blood of Jesus given and shed for the forgiveness of his sins. Sure, the last few weeks, his church came to him, and now he's back here. One more time. And now one more stop. One more stop. The church building out there is long gone. The town of Buena Vista was never much to begin with. One more stop. And it's a stone's throw away from the place where it started when his parents brought him to receive Christ in the baptismal waters. And he has been faithful unto death, and he has received the crown of life that will last forever. And if you seek his legacy, look around. The legacy of Dwayne and Dorothy. No last name needed. Amen.